Episode 9, Parlay.
Parental discretion is advised.
What in the hell? Where am I?
Rona, I am Butcher. I can help you.
Who? I don't need your help. How did I get here?
That's a good question, seeing how you found me. All you have to do is say...
I'm not hearing none of that. I say no. 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 No.
Vic.
No!
Vic, you all right? You were having a nightmare. Can I get you something? Some water?
I'm okay. Just give me a minute. What time is it anyways? 8. Oh. It's time to start another day.
Hey, Vic. You up? Taps will be here with John John in about an hour. Yeah, the mob's not happy that the chief of police turned on them like that. He did, so they're out for blood.
Good for us. We need the firepower now. They are using rockets. We need to even the playing field.
Hey, there is still time to pick up and start over somewhere else. Vic, we don't need to go to war with these people.
May, shut the fuck up. I'm not running anywhere. I grew up here, and I'll be damned if I let them do this to all the people here. Who's going to help them if not us? And why are all you motherfuckers in my room? Can I get dressed, please?
Yeah, sure. We'll meet you downstairs.
Thank you. No, motherfucker. Now leave me alone.
Who's she talking to?
I have no idea.
Well, hello, Mississippi.
Yeah, bro. You made good time through the night. You want me to drive for a bit?
Nah. We're almost there, maybe another hour.
Well, at least stop somewhere and get a Coke or something.
Hey, that sounds good to me.
Hey, there's a diner. Maybe it's a deli or something.
Well, which is it? Portes?
Why not? We gotta eat.
Hey, something bothering you, Captain?
Very funny, Captain.
Take it when you get it.
I know.
So what?
You know, I never said congrats to you two. I was just wondering, since we got two captains, is one of you gonna be Tennille?
Shut up. So, Brady, why do you know so much about what's around here?
Grandma and Pa live up the Pearl River, just outside Nicholson.
Oh, so your hometown then?
Who, me? Haha. Nah. I hate it out here. Born and raised in Washington State.
That's one hell of a commute for a family visit.
Yeah, one I hate repeating.
You got your ass whooped here, didn't you?
Yeah, not funny.
You did.
Hey, if you see your childhood bully, you can hide behind me.
You guys done yet? Because we're here.
Great, because I'm starving. Let me get out of this rig.
Hey, Good morning, America. And this is the morning news. I'm Vivian Hayward, your co-host this morning, along with Charlie Carmichael, who is back with us after his ordeal with Dr. Samuels. Charlie?
Thank you, Vivian. And hello, America. Charlie Carmichael, back once again. You know, Vivian, it's really strange for me being in the interview chair.
Well, you won't be able to interview yourself.
And here we go with the attitude. I tell you, I can't work like this. Max, get in here. Do something.
Wait 1 minute, Poindexter. Welcome back, America. Sorry about the interruption earlier. Coming up today, along with Charlie Carmichael, Anna Vapperman has her report from the 2 days in Town Mill, Georgia. And from what I hear, Charlie, it was quite the experience.
Yes, indeed. Now this is how it's done. Also in today's news, President Price will come to us via the White House as he addresses the nation on return to Florida, the devil in the Midwest, and the rise of civil unrest in the country.
And later on today, we will be returning live to Cleveland, Ohio, with Brad Clifton, who will be conducting an interview between the people of Lincas and the leader of the Dalla Morte, which is speaking on behalf of the rest of the citizens of Cleveland.
Also coming up, Jamie Quinn will have a report from Malibu, California, on the cleanup efforts and what will become of that city. But when we come back, my tale of the time spent with Dr. Samuels and the truth of our situation. This is Charlie Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward.
Reporting for Channel 3 News.
Now, the hub for all news.
He went too far, Dad. Can't you see we are dealing with a madman?
Kevin, I understand Zelensky's tactics may be a bit questionable, but he's keeping them out. And wasn't that the point of all this? If I remember, you're the one that came up with the designs for Lincas, and now we house over 3,500 people behind these walls of yours, and the number is getting bigger by the day. All these people, and they are looking to us to keep them fed and safe. Pretty soon we are going to reach capacity. Then we'll be faced with trying to expand, and that can't be done if we are fighting.
Okay, I get that, but we can't possibly need or use all the supplies that is coming into Lincas. I'm quite sure the fighting will stop if we let something through. It's not right.
On that point, I agree with you. I'll be talking to Zelensky here in a few hours, and he and I will come up with a plan to let some supplies back into the city. I need you to get back to your expansion plans, and I'll handle the rest. Deal?
Deal. I'll talk to you later, Dad.
What have we started?
Taps, what you got for me?
Nothing good. Most of the crime families just want to go in and burn the whole place down. I won't even repeat what the cartel said. Damn. But all are in agreement to keep the pressure up, and more will be coming to our aid. Also, the reporter Brad Clifton wants an interview with us, and a representative from Lincas later today.
Stop! Get the fuck out! You can't be serious. Well, alright then. Okay, is Raymond out there?
Yeah, he's waiting on the other side of the door. He's a little scared. Hey, Vic.
Don't worry. I'm just going to talk to him, but you and I both know he can't be touching everybody like that.
You're right. I'll call him in. Hey, come on.
Hey, Vic. What's up?
Ray, come on. Don't act stupid with me. This is about May. You put your hands on her without her permission. Ray, you know that's a problem. You cannot do that.
I'm sorry, Vic. I'm sorry. I thought she liked me.
Ray. She does, but not like you think. Look, I'm sorry, but I can't have this going on right now. So I'm going to need you to stay in your room for a bit, just till things calm down. Can you do that?
Yeah. Vic, I can do that. I can do that. 1, 2, 3.
Taps, can you help him?
Yeah, I got you. Come on, Ray. Let's go to your room. Ice cream sandwich.
Just say yes. I can make all this pain go away.
I said no, damn it.
You talking to me, Vic?
No. Never mind. Just get him to his room and set up the meetings.
I got you.
Welcome back, America. Vivian Haywood, along with Charlie Carmichael, to bring you today's news. First up, Anna Vapperman with her report from Town Mill, Georgia. Anna?
Thank you, Vivian. Charlie? And good morning. Anna Vapperman here in what used to be a busy small town called Town Mill. As many other places around the world, Town Mill also fell victim to the horrors of the event. Two-dimensional creatures slaughtered the entire town in an effort to bring more of their kind here. Then, by some magical way, would be the only explanation that I have for the craziness that soon came after. It's like the whole town came back to life at dawn, reliving their last day over and over again.
That's incredible. What was it like? Were you able to talk to people?
Yes, Charlie. When we first arrived, everything was pretty much normal, just an average day. Met some real nice people that were now gone. After my last broadcast 2 days ago, my camera crew and I had checked into the Moss Tress bed and breakfast, and things were fine until about 8 p.m. Seems like the town's spell was broken and all relived their horrible deaths at the hands of the evil spawns that ravaged the town. During that night, we lost our cameraman, Leon, to a being called the Butcher. Lieutenant Cobb and I managed to escape, only to be captured the following morning.
Captured? Oh, goodness, you poor dear!
Yes, the lieutenant and I were held captive in a void between dimensions until the same group that escaped from the Murr Castle in Daytona Beach, Florida, rescued us. We owe them our lives.
That's just amazing. So what's next for the town? Were there any other survivors?
Unfortunately, no other survivors here. The Army Corps of Engineers will be arriving to help with the cleanup of bodies shortly.
So sorry you had to experience something like that. And how are you doing? How are you coping?
I'll be okay. With everything I've seen so far, this was right up there with never want to repeat.
I bet! Thank you, Anna. For our next report, our own Charlie Carmichael will tell us about his experience with Dr. Samuels. Charlie?
Thank you, Vivian. America. My time with Dr. Samuels was an eye-opening experience. I've learned a lot as to what's going on in the world, and that deep down, Dr. Samuels is on our side. As it turns out, not only did Dr. Samuels bring his dimension here, but 6 others. People, the realization struck me like a ton of bricks.
Wait. Let me stop you. 7 different dimensions?
Yes, but it's worse than you think. It's like 7 different doors to this world just waiting to be opened or stepped through. For example, the manatees in Orlando weren't from Dr. Samuels' world, and I guess what Anna Vapperman ran into was from yet another dimension.
If things aren't bad enough now, you've said he has a plan for the devil in the Midwest.
Yes, he does, Vivian. And yes, the plan is crazy and dangerous, but it might work. You see, the devil is from their world, and to them, it's a nuisance that they couldn't get rid of it. so they just let it roam free, but it never went into the water there. So Dr. Samuel's plan, in essence, is to lure the devil to the ocean and drown it.
This all sounds very barbaric.
Yes, it is. But so far, nothing touches this thing, so if it will work, I'm all up for it. Next up, President Price, as he comes to us with an update on the state of the nation.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. I come to you today relaying to you the most up-to-date information we have concerning our situation as of this time. The world we used to know will most likely never return. Not saying we are not trying, but the scope and magnitude is high. I know with the evacuation of Florida has put much stress on the neighboring states. Well, I'm sorry to say, but Florida has to stay off limits due to the damage and new creatures running loose. One is a spider, and the other is a human-sized scorpion creature. These creatures are extremely dangerous, so if you do come in contact with any of these creatures, please find some type of law enforcement so they can handle the problem. We've even had reports of the spiders moving into Georgia. Our military is actively looking and exterminating those they encounter. Now, to the devil in the Midwest. This creature has to go in order for us to get our country back. So, the government has decided to go with Dr. Samuel's plan, and we'll be meeting Dr. Samuel's in 4 days along the coastline of Texas. Ships are already en route. Dr. Samuel's, a word of warning to you. Any attempt to harm anyone will be met with the full might of the military. Finally, I woke up this morning to hear the news of a whole town in which everybody had passed away. I cannot express my sorrow enough, but I will say this. We must stand together as a people as we go through so many tragedies. We have to be strong for all those that are still here. We have a long way to go, but we can get there together. Thank you, and God bless America.
And that was President Price with his address to the nation.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Let's go for a ride.
Hello everyone, Daryl here, creator of Adventures in George School. Thank you for listening, and we hope you are enjoying the show. Soon, we will be launching a new show called The Imprentice, a new space saga with vivid new characters and a stunning storyline. So thank you for listening, and now, back to the show.
No, I'm doing my job in keeping the crime element out of Lacus. All you have to do is govern the damn thing. I have my men manning the walks, walking the streets, taking inventory. And
I know. And everyone is grateful to you and your men for what you do here. But we need to let some supplies through to the rest of the city that I'm still mayor of. Look, Chief, this is not a request. Even better, later today, the reporter Brad Clifton will be conducting an interview with a leader of the Della Morte and Elizabeth from the office. I think the announcement of the supplies will make more of an impact coming from you. Can you do this for me?
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. No problem.
Dad, was that the chief happy?
Yes, it was very strange.
Well, what did you say to him?
Just that I wanted him at the interview with Brad Clifton to announce to release supplies back to the city with Elizabeth and Vic from the Della Morte.
Really? You know, I think I'll attend too.
Hey, you. Stay out of their hair. You hear me?
Yeah, Dad, I hear you. It'll be fine.
Vic! Hey, Vic! Whoa!
Doesn't anybody fucking knock anymore?
Sorry. Hey, it's almost that time. You know, Brad Clifton?
Oh, shit! Damn it, I'm coming.
You better not be. I'm gonna need therapy after this.
Stop it. It's not like you haven't seen it before.
Ha ha! Very funny.
Okay, I'm decent. Taps, what's the deal with John John now?
Yeah, just say the word and all is ready.
Well, if these talks fail...
All is ready. Hey, Slim, looking good. Ha ha!
Get your ass on.
To the shooting scoop. What can I get you? By the looks of you, I see you must be headed to the haunted mansion.
Oof, haunted?
And G.I. Joe rolls into town to save the day. If that was possible.
Now, Guinea, enough with all that. Don't mind the old vet. So here are the menus, and Chef will whip y'all something up real quick. How does that sound?
Sounds like a plan. And where is your bathroom?
Right beside the coolers. Here, hun, you need a key. Too many druggies shooting up nowadays. Can't be too careful. I really hate cleaning up needles at night.
Okay.
So, hey, I'm not getting any younger. What will it be?
So, Jenny or Gunny?
And why should it matter?
It always matters.
Damn, dude, don't sneak up like that.
No one was sneaking. What's up? Hey, you mind if I join the two of you?
Yeah, it's a free country.
Yes, it is. Thanks to people like you.
Long time ago.
So, what do you think is out there?
Something I don't want to see.
So, Alice, is it? What's the temperature like around here?
Temperature? Oh, you mean the commotion up the road there a bit?
Yeah.
Well... That was one hell of a story there, Gunny.
Nothing in comparison to what you guys are about to face. You know what I would do if I was in your shoes?
Oh, what's that?
Defect.
Hey, what did I miss? Sounds like a good time over here.
Damn! Would you fall in?
Nah, your mom kept me on the phone too long.
Yeah, that's one, Carmine.
Order's up!
Saved by the bell. Hey, Nash, if you dish it out, you better be able to take it. You get me?
Yes, sir.
Well, hello, Vic. I take it and would gander and guess that this is the rest of your crew?
Yes, I am. And this is Taps, May, BB, and my little brother Raymond.
Nice to meet you all indeed. Now, we're just waiting for the people from Linkius. Ah, here we go.
Aw, damn. That asshole's coming?
Vic, hold your temper. Please.
Brad Clifton, such an honor to meet you. I'm Chief of Police Olinsky. I remember you painting me in a bad light. And this is our public liaison, Elizabeth Prayer, and Kevin the man who created Linkus.
So I take it the mayor won't be joining us then?
No, not at this time. The mayor is busy coordinating logistics right now, and if he becomes available, he will come and join us.
Okay then. We go in five. Sam, are you ready? Good.
Welcome back, America, to Channel 3 News. Charlie Carmichael here, along with Vivian Hayward. And first up, we go to Jamie Quinn in what's left of Malibu, California. Jamie.
Thank you, Charlie. Good morning, America, or afternoon, depending on where you are. Jamie Quinn here in Malibu. The sun is just coming up on a disaster scene that used to be a special ocean town where tourists and beachgoers alike would come and enjoy what this town is used to offer. Vivian, Charlie, the town is almost completely gone. The downtown area, for the most part, is still functionable, but the surrounding neighborhoods are under an evacuation notice.
Jamie, and just how do the officials plan to move everyone?
With the help of the Navy, Vivian. As we speak, the Navy has a ship just off the coast as a defensive perimeter. Since there is no zone here, the Navy can use all at their disposal to eliminate any threat. And as you can hear, the helicopters flying above are helping in the search and rescue of anyone still trapped under the dilapidating structures. It is a real mess out here. One that's going to take months just to clear the debris. The bright spot in all of this is that a mass group of contractors from around the state, along with their crews, stand at the ready to start the cleanup process.
That is truly splendid. Everyone coming together to help clean up the city. Hopefully Lotos will stay away.
What was that?
Sorry.
Okay. Up next, Brad Clifton from Cleveland, Ohio, with an interview with the battling sides of the city. Brad?
Thank you, Vivian, and welcome back, Charlie. Brad Clifton reporting to you live from Cleveland, Ohio, just outside the gates of the Linkis compound, and with me I have from the Linkis side, Chief of Police Zielinski, Elizabeth Prayer, and Kevin Woodland. And from the De La Muerte side, we have Taps, May, and their leader, Vic.
Don't forget me.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget you. And Vic's little brother, Raymond.
Hi,
yes,
everybody.
Both sides have stopped fighting and gathered here in an effort to put aside differences and come to a meeting of the minds here today. So, Vic, what would you like to say to the people of Linkis?
All I ask is that we, the people you left behind, get their fair share of the supplies that you are hoarding.
You're one to talk. Speaking of fairness.
Hey. Keep it calm as to yourself over there.
Chief, take it easy.
Okay, look. We are ready to start letting supplies through to the rest of the city, but we must be able to ensure their safety as they make those deliveries.
True.
And who will be at the stores to take the deliveries?
The store owners. Who the fuck you think?
Who the hell do you think you are? You can't talk to her that way, dirtbag.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
All you degenerates will get nothing. Nothing.
So.
Well, thank God it's not up to you. And from what I heard,
good.
The decision's already been made. What now, Mr. Officer Crump?
Well, America, you cheated here today, two sides putting down your guns and finding a way to get along with one side.
No.
What in the world? Oh, God, what happened?
Brad, we heard a gunshot. Are you okay?
You would ask that.
Not now, Charlie. Brad, can you hear us?
Yes, Vivian, it seems
Raymond.
That
damn
an argument has escalated, and now
Vic?
Raymond,
I was going for her.
Vic, the leader of the Murphy, has been shot by the chief of police.
I can help ease your pain. You want revenge? Just say yes.
Oh, Lord, yes.
I think things are a bit unclear right now, but I see that the chief of the De La Muerte are with the leader of Vic, and I see that Kevin is pushing the chief of police away, and what was that? Sweet Jesus, joking me, man, I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Brad, what is going on?
Interview over. Time to go, Chief.
What in God's name is that?
Oh my God!
Just get behind the fence.
Now trying to destroy the gate and enter Lake.
Something you won't have to worry about.
What in God's name?
What in the world was that?
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Brad! Did we lose him?
Did you hear that, Charlie?
Hear what?
Butcher.
Now, would you look at all this?
Yeah, well, Alice from the deli said it was a real shit show up here.
And she wasn't kidding. Damn, everybody is here.
Okay, guys, looks like some brass is here, so be on your P's and Q's.
You know, I don't want to be that guy, but I don't like this at all.
Oh, I don't know. Would it be all the moms out here waiting for their kids to return? Unfortunately, they're most likely dead now.
Well, we don't know that.
We'll see.
Okay, boys, here we go.
And what really sucks is after we're done here, we have to hightail it to Texas.
I hear they're building some structure for us to shoot from the ground at well, whatever it is.
Hey, we all know how you feel. It's been nonstop for Weems and I. Look, we all have been facing the impossible for the last 2 weeks. Get used to it.
Look, we are here and we have better numbers than the last time. 12 is better than 4 any day. So, get the gear unloaded and ready to go.
Excuse me, but are you the ones going into the swamp to look for the lost?
Why, yes, we are.
Look, this is a picture of my son. He's been missing for 7 days now. Please, bring him home to me.
People, please stand back. We are here to look for your loved ones. Please, let us do our job.
Yeah, a real shit show.
Let's just get the gear and get going before the crowd comes back. Oh, and you take the NEM. I'd rather you be in control, okay?
Honestly, I was thinking the same thing.
Okay, everyone, line up. We take it 2 by 2. No heroics. You see something, you say something. And stick with your buddy. Okay, here we go. Call it out.
Mark 1.
Oh, are you going to be my buddy?
Mark 2.
Just turn the damn thing on.
Vic, are you all right?
What? Why am I naked?
You got some explaining to do.
Yes, you do.
You don't remember?
Remember what? What the hell happened?
Adventures in George School would like to thank the following in making this episode a success. The creators at Soundly.com, the band Crash Rocket, all of the actors from the Daytona Beach Post Office, and members of the surrounding communities. Special thanks to Ricky Hernandez from the show That's So Controversial on YouTube. And thanks to DMIC Production and creation of this episode. Thank you.
And I'm Vivian Hayward.
And here we go with the attitude. I tell you, I can't work like this. Max, get.
So, Brady, why do you know what's up about...
Now, Guinea, enough with all that. Don't mind the old vet and all. So here are our menus, and Chef will whip you all something up. That's terrible.
Thank you, Vivian, Charlie, and good morning. Anna Vapperman here in what used to be a busy small town called Town Mill. As many other places around the world, Town Mill also fell victim to the horrors of the event. Two-dimensional creatures slaughtered the entire town in an effort to bring more of their kind here. Then, by some magical way, would be the only explanation that I have for the craziness that soon came after. It's like the whole town came back to life and... Fuck. Thank you, Charlie. Good morning, America, or afternoon, depending where you are. Jamie Quinn here. But here in Malibu, the sun is just coming up on a disaster scene that used to be a special ocean where the tourists and beachgoers... The light?
Ray, she does, but not like you think. Look, I'm sorry, but I can't have this going on right now. So I'm going to need you to say.
Does everybody mess up this much? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's good. You're doing all right.
Alice, is it? So what's the temperature around like here? What the fuck?
I hear they're building some structure for us to shoot from the ground at that. Whoa. Did fuck that up.
Should I keep the butt or no? Yes, butt or yes, it's drop the butt.
Oh, no, I like the butt.
Okay.
With the help of the Navy, Vivian, as we speak, the fucking Christ almighty.
Yes, it is, but
I think things are a bit unclear right now, but I see that the crew with the De La Muerte are with their leader, Vic, and I see that Kevin is pushing the chief of police away. Oh, there was more dialogue there. I messed that up.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie.
How do you say that? Lothouse? Lothouse? Lothouse.
Brad Clifton reporting to you live from Cleveland, Ohio, just outside the Linkus compound.
With the help of the Navy, Vivian, as we speak, the Navy has shipped... Hey, I said it like you wrote it. Has a ship. A ship.
Yes.
Just say yes. I make all this pain go away.